Old Man Winter!
That's right. I fill your driveways with ice and snow. What are you going to do about it? Nothing!
Hello, world. This is Chris Abalo's podcast experiment, and I am Chris Abalo. Welcome to the show, where I'm joined once again by Andrew Rizzitello.
Hi. Hey. Hello there.
And joining us is making his on mic and on video, if you're a Patreon subscriber, debut is yet another engineer named Chris.
Job requirement if you're not Ming.
Yeah, that's it. Ming just hired a litany of Chris's. Like, would it kill him to hire a Leonard or a Vernon? I mean, somebody.
Leonard.
Yeah, well.
He actually had to turn those guys down. Nolan, Norman, Morton, Morris, all of those. Murray.
Yeah, we need you to be Chris in order to.
Rejected.
Please welcome Chris Madd, everybody.
It's a pleasure to be here. I'm actually a junior.
Are you a junior?
Chris Madd's my dad, yeah.
Because
I'm a cook guy.
I was wondering, see, as somebody who's a musician, I said, well, that's got to be a stage name. This is clearly fake. I'm gonna need to see a birth certificate, something, because I'm like, that's totally a stage name. Because not only is it spelled abnormally, no offense, C-R-I-S-S, mm-hmm. but I'm like, Madd with two D's. I'm like, okay, this guy is, I guess
he's the
Puff Daddy of his band. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
No. Oh, I just chopped up. 11 characters seems to be too much for a regular person to pronounce.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal if you chop off a bunch of, like, let's say 7. That's a pretty nice deal.
So is that from your first name or the last name?
Last name.
Oh, what's the full last name, if you don't mind?
Or Madalena.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's but
Spanish,
most people.
Or Italian.
Italian.
It's New Jersey, Andrew. What's wrong with you?
Anyway. I'm sorry. Listen.
I'm going to mute you. Go ahead, Chris.
Oh my God, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah. So most people butcher it all the friggin' time. So mm-hmm. at the end of the day, I was like, well, this is easier.
That's true. This is true. Okay, so I was half right. It is a stage name, but it's also a legitimate name. Dude, my last name is 6 letters, Abalo, and that gets butchered in every way you can conceive
my
of.
My Google assistant doesn't even say your name correctly.
Of course
not.
It
still said the Spanish.
Abayo?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was basically my name for 8 years in California. I just had to roll with it because I'm like, I'm not correcting everybody. Everybody on the East Coast gets it because, yeah, there's, if you haven't heard, considerable Italian population on the East Coast. So
wait,
everybody here knows.
At that point, you know,
pretty
so wait,
much.
So wait, Jack's not here. So we have a surrogate Italian in the room.
Yes, yeah, so we still have an Italian trio.
Yes. Yes.
As Jack has opted out.
Exactly.
Which,
right,
I'm a little worried. I'm about to put Jack's face on a milk carton or whatever the 2021 equivalent is of that. I haven't heard from him in like a week.
Uh-oh.
Which I know he hasn't
Amber
responded
alert?
To any message. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe a silver alert.
Can you do
for
that
him?
For a 35-year-old? Like, yeah, his silver alert is he's closer to silver alert than Amber alert. Maybe that's what we need to do.
A text chain mail?
Yeah.
Something.
I love those, right?
There's got to be. I don't know. I mean, he's tweeting about whatever WrestleMania event's happening. So I know he's alive, but he's just been elusive lately. And I don't know what that is. Like, he literally had a whole thread of like 12 tweets the other day about whatever.
Oh, yeah, it was
wrestling
it was
event
Royal
was
Rumble over the weekend.
OK, yeah. So that's what he was busy with. Fine. I get that. But it's a couple of days later. And I don't know. I haven't heard from that guy. Just kind of funny. Maybe he quit. Maybe he's just like, you guys suck. I don't want to be a part of this anymore. I can't keep track of all the Chris's. That's his problem.
It's Chris cubed or Chris squared right now, actually.
That could be our spinoff show.
Oh God, you Christian and this Chris.
Yeah.
There's Chris cubed.
Yeah.
Chris cubed.
Oh God.
C3, but with a 3.
Oh, yes.
C to the third power. We make it look like that. That's probably somebody's got
that's
that.
That's going to happen at one point. I can see it.
Dude, I'm dreaming it up right now as I'm talking. My subconscious is working away at this like you have no idea. So listen, just to get to know Chris a little bit. So Chris is in a band, an excellent band called Serious Matters. So
yes.
You need to follow them on social media and go to SeriousMattersNJ.com and check them out because they got an album out now. I mean, they had another album, I should say. They had the first one was an EP. Is that correct?
We had an EP. Yeah, it was 5 songs. First of all, guys, thank you so much for even checking it out. I appreciate it so much. the sheer fact that you even listened to one song at all is what really means the world to me. No matter how many times people do it, the first time they take a listen, I am so grateful, just because it's like, you know, a lot of people don't go out of their way to do that nowadays.
It's true. There's a lot of competition for your attention. Mm-hmm. Don't we know it? In the podcast realm, you're not going to believe it. Over a million shows. So wow. I can imagine. and believe me, I appreciate that as a, you know, being a musician in a previous life. I definitely know what it's like. And I feel you on that front as far as trying to get attention from anybody. It's tough. And
secondly, the fact that you even know we released something before an album is absolutely delightful. We were signed to a label back then and we put out an EP and, you know, things didn't work out the way you wanted to work out. So we released the album independently and it was phenomenal.
Awesome.
Honestly, the response was phenomenal. Within the first 3 months, we had about 6,000 streams through Spotify alone. And then I didn't even count all the other ones to tally it up completely.
Mm-hmm.
So that was more than our EP had ever received in any amount of time. So it
and
was
you were also life- saying, you were also saying last time we talked, after the last show you were on, that you've been on Jersey Rock too, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Three times now.
Oh, really?
I mean, that's a great audience.
It was. Yes. That was the dream when I was a 16-year-old musician back in 1841. But but really it was. It was like Jersey Rock on the Rat, 95.9. That was the dream. It was because the Rat launched when I was 16.
That's so cool.
Yeah. See, so I just thought
that would have been my dream.
I know. It's like there's a local outlet and you can actually have your song heard. And my first guitar teacher, his band got played on there finally because they had three songs. They had a compilation with two other bands where everybody did three tracks. And yeah, even that was like, I know that guy. You know, the song's getting played on the radio. I mean, this is 1997. So but it was still. Things were different then. So, but even, yeah, the idea of still like getting something on the radio. That still means something, at least to people who have an appreciation of radio. I mean, we all grew up listening to radio, so we still have that appreciation for it. But
now the kids are all about stream playlists. What playlists are you streaming on? What
exactly?
What are other people putting you? We wound up getting on, it's either 37 or 42 different streaming playlists for the first 3 months of this album release.
Which nice.
Ginormous because... that's what really got people listening. I know that we were in Livewire's Weekly Wire. We were in AP Magazine's weekly rotation list. Bunch of different things. And it was just so cool because, you know, the only other exposure we had gotten is we did a little 2-week tour on the EP across the country. And, that was amazing because every time we played a show, it was always to new people and there was always a conversation to be had about all of our music, what we were doing. And we made amazing connections along the way between people letting us stay at their houses, letting us play shows, places, giving us food, drinks, just chilling in one of the national parks. It was all beautiful. And I wish I could go out and do it on this album. But unfortunately, by the time everything clears up, the album's life cycle will be over.
Yeah.
So we'll have to have new music coming out soon.
Right. Well, and that's the thing. You know, I've still talked to a lot of musicians, still musicians in my circle, and I like to pick their brains about a lot of things. Incidentally, there might be this is a half of an announcement because it's not confirmed, but I was floating the idea of doing a music oriented March lineup. Because every dopey radio, everything, you know, they have Rocktober and Zeptember and all that stuff. One cool station did Leptember, where it was Def Leppard oriented. But otherwise, everybody has that generic, like, I'm going to create a theme for the month. And actually thought, well, we're getting to a point where hopefully in the fall, concerts are going to be back. A lot of the spring and summer, particularly festivals, are already being canceled. One or two I've seen get rescheduled for the fall. So the
there
hope...
go my tickets for Starland.
Yeah, honestly, like that's the hope. And Starland Ballroom in New Jersey is funny because they will actually post people's DMs and messages about how much they miss going to the venue on their social media. And it's very funny because I miss it, too.
I played there.
Really?
Great venue.
All this coronavirus was happening and everything. Oh, my God. We played with King's X.
Oh, my God. Wow. I almost went to that show. How funny is that?
Holy shit.
Oh. That's a good.
We opened for them.
Mm-hmm. That's
and
a good.
Blew my balls off. actually, half my band is behind me practicing with their other band right now. It's very funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have a very similar lineup together. But yeah, that
they swapped you out for some other guitar slinger. They're like, we've had enough of you. you and your little podcast job. We're gonna get someone else. Change the name.
No, it's the bass.
Funny Matters is recording in the background. I'm sorry, go ahead. Your bassist.
It's Serious Matters.
No, I know. I'm saying they're an alternate version without you. It wasn't that funny. It's not worth even repeating. But Funny Stuff is the other band. This is why I can't get anybody to come on. This is why I got to do a show with my friends. I was like, this sucks. Like, this guy's not funny. He's not interesting. He doesn't know how to interview musicians. Anyway, go ahead.
Make fun of people all the time.
Totally, I don't know.
Just wait. You're going to get an impression at some point.
Big last show that I got to do, essentially.
Was the King's X Starline
Ball. It was like our biggest one in New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that would kind of sucks that was the last feeling of a live show.
But a good one to hang on to. There is that. It could have been Brighton Bar for 11 people. You know what I mean? Like, there are those nights. I know you know. where it could have been like, man, I wish I'd gone
go
better.
For that now.
Well, and that's kind of where it's going. I know everybody misses. I'm seeing everybody post, you know, all the musicians I follow who are saying it's been almost a year since I've played a show. And, you know, there was a whole thing. Ben Folds just played in Australia because they're COVID free, because they actually took this thing seriously, unlike some other countries that we live in. And he said it was amazing to do sold out shows for an audience after a year. And I couldn't wait.
Who was in a cover band, The Ruckus, down here on the Jersey Shore. And he recently actually stepped away from, he played bass for them. And he stepped away because he realized that the actual job he has, the 9-to-5 job, is better for him mentally and without the stress of having to worry about where money's going to come from.
Right.
Not playing shows. You know, he's still there. You know, if you need a bassist, he'll step up. He's a phenomenal bassist. But he realized that can't be his main source of income.
Yeah. And that's a tough thing. Even when I've kind of put music on the back burner, it's a lot to accept. Like, you know what? I want to do this. But at a point when you realize it's not sustainable, it's tough to make that decision. And with things just getting harder and harder, I mean, again, with just everything being playlist oriented, and it's very easy for everyone to stay in their bubble because you're not listening to programming on a radio station or something. You kind of, everything is word of mouth now, basically. Yes. Someone needs to recommend.
It's 2021's tape trading.
In a way, yeah. Like, I created a playlist. I was thinking about doing it anyway in regards to this show, for number one, for artists who are coming on, because I do want to have more musicians on and more live performances, which I want to get to that in a second too. But just the idea of making even a playlist available is kind of the closest way you can turn people on to something, because everybody has a Spotify account. So at least it's a means of introducing somebody to something, because you can share YouTube clips all day, but, you know, at least if somebody's listening to music, they stand a pretty good chance of hopefully of you getting in their ears. That's at least my theory about it anyway, because if they're going to Spotify for music, which odds are they are, then that's different than trying to get them to
YouTube watch a video. Music is close on the heels though.
Yeah.
One of the benefits of YouTube music is, because YouTube started off as a video source rather than an audio source. They have all the covers and things like that that you can't either get because of licensing or various other reasons on either Spotify or Apple or whatever the other streaming services are.
Right. Because people can independently upload stuff. Exactly, I find stuff in there all the time that's out of print on CD, and I'm still a huge physical media guy, and also just licensing doesn't allow it, which is why I still buy physical media, because I don't need to worry about whether or not something's available.
I had one of my friends go out of his way to buy a few CDs that are totally out of print that he got from, like Tokyo Records, that he just, like, he had to import from Japan. They were like $38.
I did that for my sister because she's a huge Rolling Stones fan.
From Chris.
Yeah, I do that all the time. I've only made one order from Japan because shipping opened up. So I've only made one order of CDs from Japan recently. But there was a, my sister's a huge Rolling Stones fan, and Mick Jagger fan, of course. And she used to listen to his solo albums, which have been out of print on CD for a while, on I believe it was Spotify. Anyway, because of licensing deals, of course, then they were available nowhere. So I got it sitting right here. I picked up for her birthday, and then for Christmas, I grabbed these got reissued, his solo albums, in these LP style things. And what happens, and I talked about this in a show last year with Ryan and Jack, is in Japan, because the CD industry is still huge, these are remastered for the first time. So not only is it packaged like the original LP, it sounds brand new. So I love the fact that you can still get some physical media. And at the same time, she doesn't need to worry. Now, granted, now it's back on like Amazon Prime, or, you know, somebody has an exclusive deal. But it's the same with going to stream a movie. Like, I was talking with Jack last month when I last talked to him. But he was talking about finally watching the Karate Kid movies because he, you know, kind of remembers them from his childhood, but not really. And he wants to get into Cobra Kai because he's a trend hopper. And he said, oh, I want to watch the Karate Kid movies, but now they're not on Prime. But apparently they're on IMDb TV. But next month they're going to be on something. And that's it. Like, you can find stuff to stream maybe half the time, but it's always on a different platform.
Different service.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I just don't want to deal with that. It's the reason I still buy CDs and Blu-rays like crazy.
Because it's still the reason why physical media is definitely going to be a thriving thing. It's because with the streaming contracts, the other big thing is that music licensing doesn't transfer over to like streaming services. So if, like, Scrubs, for example, didn't have the original soundtrack. Bunch of different things didn't have the original soundtrack because they couldn't get the rights to that song without streaming fees,
right? Yeah, so it's frustrating that there's a lot of stuff that's just not available that you're not going to find. And unfortunately,
also don't the artists not get paid or not get paid the same amount?
It's very, very minuscule. You have to pay you have to get a serious amount of streams to actually see physical dollars.
Yeah, I think it was in 2018. I didn't see what it was. I'm sorry, it was 2019. It definitely wasn't last year. But there was whoever wrote, I forget what hit song it was because I'm an old man and I don't know any of that stuff. But one of the main songwriters got like $4,300 for one of the for something that had a billion streams streaming services. That's it. So writing a hit song doesn't mean anything anymore. It's not going to buy you a house like it did once upon a time. You know, Billy Joel's got 30 songs everybody knows, and that's why he's got a couple of houses and boats and all sorts of other shit. But now, it just doesn't mean the same. I mean, the way I've kind of seen it in just all of entertainment, as somebody who, you know, is working in different forms of media, is it's still a pyramid, but now the base is wider and the peak is lower. So it's still that kind of triangle shape where now there aren't gatekeepers anymore. There's no barrier to entry. Anybody can get in, but because everybody can get in, it's more crowded field. And because technology has democratized everything, now the peak, which includes popularity, includes pay, anything that's relative to being at the peak or in the top 10%, let's say, is now lower because there's not so much. I mean, unless you're, you know, a well-established band or act, then you're always going to get something. But as far as anybody going into it now, it's a shame. It's really, really weird. And it's tough to carve things out. And that was one of the things that just daunted me to the point where I was like, you know what? It's tough enough to get a band together and keep it together that I'm just like, you know what? I don't think I could do this anymore. It sucks. But it was one of the things that made me kind of back off. But meanwhile, speaking of concerts, one of the things I was thinking about literally a year ago when things were still somewhat normal was, I'm like, I think I just want to go out to a couple of coffee houses or open mics or something and maybe just do a few acoustic covers. And I started to feel that itch again.
Yeah.
And of course, then I couldn't do it. So all the more reason I'm thinking about some different stuff as far as what we're going to be doing. And with regard to that, I wanted to at least address kind of what's going on with the show for now. Not that there's anything wrong, but in case anybody wants to know the plan, we've been doing Zoom shows for the last month, which I said was going to be the plan. And from here on out, the ambitious plan is to hopefully be back in Shared Universe in April. Because Andrew and myself and Ryan are in phase 1C for the vaccine. So we are in the next phase as far as when we're getting
our
shots.
I've actually got a pusher looking for, because technically, in all technicality, I can be part of the current phase. What is it? 1B or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm obese and I smoke.
Well,
in all seriousness,
what the hell is stopping you, though? Or is it just you're just going to wait your turn?
Finding an appointment.
Oh, is that really? Is it still that? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Other one, too, actually.
Oh yeah, I mean, I'm considered I'm not terrible, but I'm, you know, my Samsung Health app tells me I'm obese because I'm not 180 pounds at 6 feet tall, which is just unrealistic. But
by law,
Exactly. Yeah, if we want to go by medical records, yes, I'm technically I'm morbidly obese, and yes,
oh,
I
man.
Smoke.
Welcome to the club, dude.
No, please. I punched that card a while ago.
He did. Anders struggled with weight like a that's the monkey on his back, I think, more than anything else.
The biggest one, yeah, definitely.
The biggest for sure. Incidentally, this guy who sorry, since we're derailing where I was going anyway, this guy who is a bass player in this band, is this a guy you traded your nice fancy Warwick bass for
a gun.
In exchange for a gun? Yeah.
Yes.
You believe that? Chris is laughing at you. Oh no, you're okay with that, actually.
Sure.
He's like, I get it.
I get it.
He probably owns guns too. You're the odd man out.
I guess so. Listen, I'm not opposed to responsible gun ownership. I just don't need, if I need an AR-15 to defend myself, I deserve whatever's coming to me. Because
I don't know what you did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like the fact that Andrew has a high caliber weapon, I'm thinking that's not for defense though. That's my whole thing. It's like home invasion, I have a kid. It's like, who's coming for you? That's what I want to know. Like, if you have a militia heading towards your apartment, you probably earned it. So that's just my opinion. That's my opinion. But responsible gun ownership, I'm all for. Listen, the police aren't always going to be able to show up when you need them. So I understand the idea of having one for home defense. I'm just not eager to get on top of it. There's a machete in the house. It's not mine. I'm not going to say whose it is, but there's a machete in my house. So if anybody wants to come a knocking, look out.
I just have this mental image now of your girlfriend.
I'm not saying a word. I'm not going to indicate who it is, but I'm just saying there's a legitimate machete in the house.
I don't doubt it.
And yeah, so good luck. Anyway, okay, so this is the guy who you traded your bass for a gun. Okay. And
no,
look what he did.
It went to good hands, though.
Apparently not, because he quit. See, you gave him a base. You are bad luck. Yeah, on second thought, maybe this was a bad idea. Maybe it's Chris and I are going to do a one-on-one. You give your base to the dude. He's like, I can't do this anymore.
That's it.
He's got an awesome base. Oh, come back.
No. Oh, no.
Oh, come back.
Like
Andrew tapped out, everybody. He's back now with an orange hue for no reason at all.
I don't know why this happens.
I don't know why that happens either, which, by the way, if you're not supporting the show on Patreon, you could see the full videos of the show. So patreon.com/capepod. There you are. Now he's back again.
Sorry, that was my Trump impression. You know, the orange.
Yeah, that's it. Except the hair is going darker instead of going blonde, latter-day blonde. Because, yeah, he always was. Anyway, so the plan is, the ambitious plan is that we'll be back in Shared Universe on a weekly basis in April, depending on vaccinations and how all that stuff shakes out. That is the hope. Because, listen, COVID's still a big deal. As of yesterday, and we're doing this a few days before the show is available to you, if you're listening on day one, it's still over 3,000 deaths a day nationwide. This is still very, very real. And we're just trying to be cautious about it and try to manage our risk as much as possible. So
my aunt's back in the hospital again.
The one who had COVID, she's back. Does she have it again, or is it other issues?
They haven't decided yet. They haven't said anything. But
well, that's the crazy thing, is that there are a lot of people. This is the scary one of the scary things about it, because there is a definite Russian roulette quality to this virus, in that, like, your wife had it badly, but you and your daughter didn't get it despite being at home with her,
and didn't show symptoms.
Right, that's what I mean. But the idea, like, there was a 13-year-old, you know, I'm up in North Jersey, there was a 13-year-old kid in Patterson who died. He didn't have any pre-existing conditions. Like, he's a young kid. When I hear about that stuff does scare me, because I'm thinking it's so random. On top of the fact that
Chris Squared has a question.
Yes, I see. Chris number three.
Pre-existing condition was being alive.
I guess. That's what it is.
He's breathing. That's a pre-existing condition.
Yeah, that's what scares me about it. On top of the fact you're seeing people who have heart problems and lung problems and people losing their short-term memory and all of this stuff as a result of COVID. So it's not just getting COVID and surviving it. It's what it does to you, that I still can't believe we're almost a year into this thing and people are just kind of like shrugging it off, just like, you know what? I want to be able to eat it. I want to eat indoors. Like, big fucking deal. You think I miss going to Applebee's and seeing whatever local high school's tchotchkes are on the wall? No, I don't care. I'm happy to order some takeout and be at home. I don't want to eat around a bunch of loud strangers. I love Buffalo Wild Wings. Hate going there. I don't need to be surrounded by 40 TVs playing different sports that I don't care about. I'll order some wings to go. I'll bring them home and watch me some Doom Patrol and be happy.
Big stupid burger, though. I'll admit that.
Yeah, but takeout, man. Go to a Red Robin and bring it home. Is eating in a restaurant, how much of the ambiance is part of the experience, honestly?
No, I'm not saying that's it, but there is definitely the immediacy of, you know, it gets placed in front of you and you get to eat it then instead of getting a soggy bread bun.
Okay, I'll grant you.
That's
yeah.
all. That's all.
You know, I agree with that.
No one likes soggy buns, Chris.
No.
Yeah, speak for yourself. But yeah, so the hope is that we'll be back in the studio on a weekly basis. It's just, this is the situation we're in right now. We're having fun doing the show. The accessibility is fun in as much as it's a, speaking of Russian roulette, we never know who's going to engineer this thing. So, you know, we end up meeting someone new, which is perfect because then we get introduced to some new music.
He's going to hire another Chris and we're going to have to, you know, now it's cubed and...
Which is so
funny,
you know,
exponentially higher.
Past pre-calculus, please.
Dude, the funny part is, if I lived closer, I would totally be an engineer at the studio because I handle, you know, all this. I've been doing this stuff for a decade now, right, Andrew? You can write me a referral.
I definitely could.
But yeah, if I didn't live an hour away from the studio, I'd totally be there doing engineering.
True.
Instead, I'm just going to have to settle for, you know, I got the thermostat set on 95 degrees, so I'm mimicking the shared universe experience.
Oh man, feels
I'm just kidding.
Like work.
I hope Ming did say he might chime in, but I don't know if that's going to happen because the dudes from the Respect the Blackout podcast are doing a live show right now, and
he's getting squirted
off. Probably, yeah, he's getting squirted.
There's something weird going on. He's
getting another dildo,
maybe. Which I got there. There's another referral. This is just a reference show. We're just going to tell you who else to check out. That's your reward for making it through. Hey, listen to everybody else. No, the dudes in Respect the Blackout. Check them out. Not only are they shared universe brothers, they're hilarious, right?
So funny. It's so hard to be the engineer. You're a fly on the wall, but to not laugh is like near impossible.
It's impossible.
Like I was saying to Chris the other day, 2 weeks ago, I recorded another podcast that I'm in the studio. I was in the smaller studio and they were doing a live stream in the bigger one. And they were so loud and laughing so much that you could hear it on our recording.
It was bleeding. Yeah, it was bleeding into your show.
But still, like, we were laughing at it because they're just fucking funny.
They're really, really funny dudes. And they do a show that's, if you want to follow, I'll give them a plug because, listen, they're funny. Yeah. They're our brothers in podcasting. I mean that in a completely non-race oriented way. And listen, as a lifelong practicing heterosexual, I like scantily clad women. So I'm totally for the kind of show they're doing.
Lifelong practicing heterosexual.
That's right. I like scantily clad women. So you should also follow them on OnlyFans, $5 a month. And they got their video episodes up. See, everybody's doing it. Support the people you like. Check out SeriousMattersNJ.com. Buy their album. Buy their EP.
Buy our OnlyFans.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, OnlyFans. Check out these hot licks. Chris is going to be there with his guitar.
Yeah, dude. Our singer is jacked. He's got a six pack. He's buff. It's fine. Check him out. That's great.
And he's hung like three beer cans slapped together. So everybody get on that OnlyFans.
Never seen a tuna can like this before.
Oh, we keep coming back to the tuna can. Andrew knows about that. Yeah, Andrew got into it thanks to Mike Zapsik, which is, yeah, making... We spent a lot of time.
I did.
Our first episode of Shared Universe, there was a lot of talk about Andrew's dick, which was unwarranted. He'll be the first to tell you. Like, it wasn't, there was no bragging or attention about
not
it.
At all.
Yeah, he was like, this is completely undeserved. You all right over there?
Killing me. Literally killing me.
Yeah, that happens on this show, too. A couple of near-fatal incidents.
Don't we have a Patreon tier for that, for killing Jack?
We do. Like, there's the Jack DeFranco show? There's the Jack DeFranco Memorial tier on on Patreon, $100 a month. And as long as Jack dies on camera, all people who subscribe at that level will get the video because Jack has come close to having a stroke many times on the show. If he does... It's going to cost you $100 a month. I mean, hedge your bets because, it could be this month if I talk to him, or it could be a couple of years down the line, but you will get the video. So there you go.
Are
it's
we
like,
based in New Jersey?
Yes. Is that legal?
Sports betting is totally cool.
All right. That's right. We can. Yeah, let's do a wager.
William Hill sports book. Let's get this thing going.
Let's do a death pool as far as who will survive of the four from the only podcast that matters. Who's going to survive? Myself,
well,
Andrew,
Chris
Ryan.
Chris doesn't look like
Jack.
He's going to survive right now. He's tipping over in his chair.
Yeah, he's having a hard time, actually.
I'm losing it. Beating the mortal coil.
That would be a fun like long term thing we should do, Andrew. We should bet on which of the four of us is first to go. Because I'm only 2 years older than you guys.
It may be Ryan just because of stress too. Like his head might just literally explode.
I'm not even kidding. Yeah, that's a concern. As we're getting older, this stuff's kicking in. I mean, look, I only need to go to three doctors.
My blood pressure's a serious killer.
Yeah. No, mine has been too. Everything's coming down with medication. In fact, I'm at the point where the only doctors I have left to see are the dentist, the eye doctor, and the dermatologist. Otherwise, I've gone to see everybody, and it's all bad. Can you imagine that sitting on the couch watching TV for the better part of a year does not promote a healthy lifestyle? Because, yeah.
What?
I'm taking
fake news.
I know. Listen, as two morbidly obese men, let me tell you, it's something to look out for. All right, you need to keep
is
your
that
health
the
in
experiment?
Mind. Yeah, this is a real experiment.
Ourselves.
Yeah, you've heard of the freshman 15? Chris put on the COVID-19. Look out!
19. That's it.
Actually, yeah, it wasn't that bad. I got to say, we talked about that in our many many shows about struggles with weight in the previous year. But anyway, let's get on to some more fun topics. Let's talk about the massive snowstorm that some of us got, because, man, was there a lot of range with this. We got snowed in like crazy in North Jersey. I'm in proximity in the neighborhood of MetLife Stadium, which is the football and concert stadium. So I'm just outside of New York. I can see New York from outside. And we got hammered. We got 16 inches of snow. And if you follow me on Instagram at Chris Sells Out, follow me while we're getting all the plugs in, then, I posted a video about it. And, 16 inches of snow. It started at 4 p.m. on Sunday and didn't stop until, 7 or 8 on Tuesday. It was a lot. And I was kind of looking forward to it. What's that?
Did you get flurries today?
Not that I noticed. But I also haven't left the house all day either. Where is there to go? The roads are in horrible shape. No, it's actually not that bad up here. They got on. I will say that I was always mystified and dumbfounded by the fact that despite growing up here and spending most of my life here, the fact that when it would snow, there was never any preparation and the roads were always in horrible shape because there were never plows set up. There was never salting or anything. Since I moved back here in the last just over 2 years, now it's a thing. Plows are at the ready. The roads are getting salted in advance. It's actually come together. I'm just wondering why it took 35 years for that to actually happen, because I always thought there was terrible preparation when it came to snow coming. Because we get snow basically every year, except for the previous two. Yeah. Go figure. But at least I saw the preparation. We were expected to get a snowstorm, even though it never happened. But I really don't understand why that was such a long time in development, where we got to the point where it's like, no, we're going to be prepared. So everything doesn't need to shut down. And we're not plowing a foot of snow off the main roads. Andrew's shaking his head right now because he's very frustrated. Andrew, unfortunately, had to be one of those plowing people in the last couple of days. Yeah. So
thank you for your service, sir.
Yes. But you guys didn't get hit nearly as much. You got 5 inches down by you?
Well, see, that's the thing. So Chris, not engineer Chris.
Yeah, which one? Yeah, he's going to be engineer Chris. He's inheriting the monitor.
Where are you located? Moniker.
Monmouth County.
All right, so you're Monmouth also. So I'm in Farmingdale.
So you are west of
me. I'm right by Christian, actually.
Oh, you are southwest of me. Okay.
All right, so you're a little bit, so you're further north. So you experienced more the Freehold area, good 10 to 12.
We got pounded with, I think, 15.
Oh, wow.
The town had to buy everyone a complimentary thing of wine because of how hard we got pounded by this storm. Delightful, but also totally unnecessary.
So, and that's the crazy thing with this particular storm system, is that if you went however long it is from where Chris is to where I am in Farmingdale, we got a good 8 inches.
25 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And meanwhile, my parents are in Toms River, and they got 2 inches, and it turned to rain. Exactly. And that's not far. That's a half hour further from you guys?
Yeah.
Just about?
maybe
a half hour south, and they got almost nothing. Yeah. I'm thinking, what and, range like, and 70 even, miles even, from me to
like,
them?
Where I, where you know, here in Farmingdale, like I work in Lakewood. That's a 15 minute drive to my just my job site, and they got maybe 5 inches, 3 to 5, 3 to 5, and then it switched over to the sleet and the hail, and then it just started, you know, blowing around. We did get a little bit of flurry this morning, but it was no accumulation whatsoever. But it's still like Chris said, it started at 4 p.m. on Sunday, and it went all the way through to Tuesday, and even Tuesday morning, it was still something outside.
Yeah.
And yeah, the guys were out there busting our asses, salting and pushing snow wherever the hell we could. I know Chris up by you, or at least in your vicinity, I should say, they were actually loading like dump trucks and things up with the snow because there was nowhere to push it.
That makes sense.
You know, like,
I mean, we actually needed it. I got to be honest.
Well,
I went out. I'm one of these fools who went out Sunday to get some food because I knew we were getting hammered in our area. And obviously everybody else did because the store was a zoo. But I said, let me at least go out to pick up some stuff we need for a couple of days because I figured.
Thank you.
Well, and that's exactly that's one of the things. Oh, see, this is why you're an excellent fit for the show. We got another Muppet in the lineup, everybody. Because first of all, why the hell does everybody rush for milk and bread? This is a mystery to which I've received no answer. Two things that will go bad. I mean, bread will last a little while, but milk's going to go bad if your power goes out. What's the logic behind buying all the bread and all the milk?
Grilled cheese forever.
I guess. Well, I guess that's the idea.
If your milk goes bad, you got your cheese right there.
Yeah, this is true. You know, yeah. It's a really science gross right grilled there. Cheese. grilled cheese. That's what
it'll
it is.
Keep you going through the blizzard. Even if your power's out, you'll still have grilled cheese.
That's right.
You're going to resort to eating your dog anyway, so.
You could carb load and all will be well. I got to say, the shop right up by me, though, I was very impressed. I went in there to pick up a couple. It was one of three places I stopped because we had a short list of things we wanted to get and everything was in close proximity. So I just said, let me just go out. So when I went at 4, we were getting big fat flakes were falling already. And I said, oh, great.
Dude, were fatties.
They were.
Thick.
It was big. And it was like prop snow. That's the funny part. It actually looks like, you know, having been on a couple of film sets and TV sets, it looked like fake snow, but it was very, very much real, judging by the state of the neighborhood on Monday morning.
Honestly, it reminded me, at least when it first started coming down with the big heavy flakes, 96. That winter storm?
Yeah, the biggest winter storm. I do remember that.
In our lifetime.
Yeah, there have been a couple. I remember 2003. We got a bunch of snow a couple of times, and the store I was working in at the time, they were still trying to open and they were trying to get me to come in because I was a supervisor at that point. And it was a big box retailer that will remain nameless. But there was a point where I can't recall who the governor was at the time, but Corzine? Okay. Yeah. I remember they declared a state of emergency and the district manager for the store chain was still trying to open up the stores, which is basically illegal because you're not supposed to encourage people to be on the road during a state of emergency. But at the same time, I'm thinking, who the hell is even coming out to the store to buy anything today anyway?
What's
it's going to cost
margins
you.
Margins looking like.
Yeah. Well,
it's really looking like.
It's going to cost you more just to turn the lights on and turn on the registers and everything else than the money you will make that day. Like, you're not going to look like a hero by opening up the store during a storm, like a real storm. So there were a couple of times the store was just straight up closed in the winter of 2003, which was kind of nice. And that was at the time, you know, my sister graduated college. I was still at home because at that point I had given up on community college. So we did have a couple of nice days with the four of us just like watching movies and stuff like that. So I do fondly remember a couple of those times, but
it was
frustrating. You were what, a second grader?
I was a second grader.
Get out. Go back to your other job that you should be doing
1996,
anyway.
I was less than 1 year old.
Andrew, don't you feel like such an old fuck when you interact with people? Shit. We're going to be these bitter old men, aren't we? Because well, like
we established that long ago.
Christian, I believe Christian's 25.
He is, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that just fucks me up. I'm like, I know how math works. So there's no part of me that's looking at it like, how could this be? But it just really, I'm thinking this is not
the
what.
The 80s were only 10 years ago, right?
That's how it feels. I'm telling you.
Cobain only died like a few years ago, right?
Yeah. There's so much in me that still feels 18, but that was 21 years ago, and I just can't believe it. I can't.
Hold on to that for the rest of your life. Dude. You will be 118 before you know it.
Oh, I know.
Hey, you know what? Next week. Look at Betty White. Look at Betty White.
Yeah, exactly. You got Betty White. Or that, oh, what's his name? The Captain Tom Moore in the UK, the guy who was raising money for the NHS.
Yeah.
By doing laps with his walker. He just passed away at 100 years old.
Was it like two days ago?
It was a couple of days ago, yeah. Of COVID, unfortunately. The exact thing he was raising money to, like, support the National Health Service. Such a drag. But, I mean, 100 years, I'll take it. Actually, that was, we were talking about that when Larry King passed away, because he was 89. I believe.
I'd want to see 100 years. Already experiencing the first 25. Yeah, I'm. Let's pump the brakes. Yeah, right? Let's roll the internet back even. Let's go to a simpler time a little bit.
Oh, tell me about it. I was having that discussion with Ryan, who unfortunately has. That's another fun thing about winter. Aside from the snowstorms, he's got a bug. So he had to tap out of the show tonight. So
when you're sick and not actually with COVID.
Well, sick, not with COVID, and stuck at home anyway. It's like none of this is any good. This all sucks. And doesn't even have the salvation that this show provides by participating in it. He's going to have to wait till Monday like everybody else. But regardless, he's nursing a sick tummy, which is, well, more sick than usual, I should say.
Yeah.
That dude's got some gastrointestinal problems if I've ever seen it. And I'm on medication for that myself. And let me tell you, anyway, look forward to middle age, Chris. But anyway, so
when you hit 30, you wake up and you go, why is my back hurt?
it was one of those things. Well, we joked about that on the only podcast that matters, 30 cast. Like, you guys were asking me, so do you feel different? Like, no, it's not really, it's just a social thing.
No, but it takes a couple months and then all of a sudden, yeah, you do.
Well, you stop thinking about it at a point, and then there's times when, you know, you spend a couple of months at home and you put on some weight, and it's like, oh, that's right. It sticks a lot easier than it used to. It's a lot harder to get it to come off. But anyway, so yeah, Larry King was like 89, and I said, you know what, though, that's a good run. Like, I'd take 89. If I can make that deal right now, yeah, I'd do it. I'd take 89, because that's a pretty solid run. I mean, my dad is 79 right now, so that's good. I've got I've got a lot of silver and gold AARP members on my side of the my father's side of the family, so that's hopeful.
My dad just turned 19, he's 50, so God bless him.
He's 19. Good for him.
19. He just turned 50. God bless him.
Yeah, but well, I mean, that's a hope. That's kind of something to shoot for.
If you hold on to it I actually had this conversation because I was like. To be candid, I was just like, fuck, man, what does it feel like to be 25 years older than me with like the same kind of brain configuration? Because I hadn't had a rapport with him for 20 years or so.
Mm-hmm.
So my rekindling is what brought me to a shared universe, because that's how I met Ming.
Ah.
I was just like, so let me pick your brain. Like, so when do you grow up? And he was like, shit, I was about to ask Pops the same damn thing. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a point.
This isn't a phase.
There's a point in life, and I guess you're probably there now in light of this conversation, which you recently had. There's a point when you realize that every single adult, without exception, doesn't know what they're doing any better than we do. No. And, you know, even when it comes to your parents, where when you're young, you think they're omnipotent and they know it all. And you know what? No. It's not. Yeah. They're figuring it all out just like we are. And that's okay. Listen, that's just part of the human experience. There's no one way to do particularly anything. And
I couldn't imagine to ever be in a position. My grandfather had his first kid at 21.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Had five kids. Get the 21.
I've got coworkers like that right now.
Dude,
They're your age, and they have he has two kids already, two little girls.
See, that's why on last week's show, I was the outlier in all of that, because, look, my father was 40 when I was born. He just turned 40 the month before. And granted, my sister was already 3 years old at the time. So he was 37. But like, I'm going to be 40 in 8 months and no kids on my radar at all. And it's just weird to kind of think of it that way, in that, well, this isn't going to happen for me. You know? Yeah. Well, at the same time, it's just like I'm just not in that position. There have been no accidents or no anything like that, thankfully, but just I am just not in the headspace where I can imagine. I mean, of course, according to Andrew, you're never ready anyway, along with basically everybody else who was on last week's show, which if you didn't hear it, by the way, go check it out. There's a lot of talk about the struggles of being a dad, just in an honest and funny way. But it is strange to think like, yeah, nobody knows. Nobody knows what's coming
happens.
On.
Regardless if you're prepared or not, just kind of.
Yeah.
If you learn anything being an adult, it's learning how to let things just go because you can't control them.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of letting things roll and go, all right, I just got to adapt.
Like that's it.
That's the most adult thing I can say.
That's real, though.
As the second senior of this room.
And by a lot, no less.
Yeah. You know, I'm a decade older than you.
Yeah. Don't you feel old? Now you know how it feels.
Okay. I just started speaking yesterday. It's cool.
Yeah.
Started speaking yesterday, and he just painted his nails before coming on mic. Yesterday. He's learning fast, this kid.
I'm learning fast.
He's learning
fast. If this was just today, I'm terrible at painting my nails.
Well, you're still learning. It's okay. He got that beard down. I'm telling that thing's down to his balls. That's pretty impressive.
With the beard wrapped around my balls, it was very difficult to explain for many medical mysteries.
Tell me somebody film this. That might replace the Jack DeFranco Memorial tier. If we can get a Chris Mads birth tier, that would actually be really handy.
We'll put that at 50 right now.
That's Birthergate right there. I'm sorry.
Well, you know what though? That's treading a weird line.
To say that whoever said I ever was born, like that's totally.
You were hatched. That explains a lot. This dude was just
crawled out of the mud.
What is life?
Yeah. How does this all go? Which I guess brings us.
Carrie, calm down.
That SNL skit where Will Ferrell comes out as a full-grown dude. That's truly, that's exactly
that's what happened.
You were birthed out of the back of a rhino, like a.
Oh, like Ace in the second Ace Ventura. Came out fully grown and morbidly obese, apparently. Boy, the irony of life.
Listen, the embryo was really good.
It's like, welcome to the world. You're dying.
Those rhino genes, man.
Yeah.
Like, I got the tusk and everything. It's truly.
It is.
Unbelievable.
See, you folks are missing out if you're not watching the video. This is where the action is.
This is valuable stuff right here.
This is.
Italian tusks.
If you can only see. Yeah, the Italian nose. Don't I know about it?
Guys, on that moment, I have to step out. I've got to do some official business. I'll be right back.
No problem. Oh, we will carry on complaining about old man things. Yes, like kids these days and their streaming and their Zima. Well, I gotta say, you know, with the snow, one of the things I expected, because I missed winter when I was, it got to the point after living in California for a couple of years, I legitimately did miss winter because I thought, you know,
the season.
The seasons changing wasn't so much of a big deal because look, when the weather's nice consistently year round, it's great. First of all, especially growing up in Jersey, where we get the complete spectrum of weather from 110 degree summers with 110% humidity to obviously 16 inches of snow kind of storms in the winter and negative degrees.
Or Arctic blasts. Yeah. Like negative 20.
Yeah. Negative 20 with the wind chill. It's crazy. So having that whole spectrum, the idea of living in the California sunshine was great, you know, on top of the fact that it suited my ambitions and everything. But as I've said before, when you live in a place where the seasons don't really change that drastically, or at least didn't for a while, now they do. There's a wider temperature swing than there used to be. But it's one of those things that makes you lose the perspective of time, kind of getting back to that, the idea that time passes and you kind of don't realize it because you don't have the markers that seasons are, which remind you of kind of the time of year, except all of a sudden it was December and it's, well, time to go home for 2 weeks for Christmas and New Year's. Otherwise, there wasn't a whole lot. But the thing I wasn't looking forward to dealing with as far as winter was shoveling snow as much as I wanted it to snow. And especially this year, because there's still nowhere to go. There's nowhere we need to be. So I said, let's just get comfy at home, stay home. We have nowhere to go.
And for that, it was Sherry's first major winter.
Yes, she like made her first
winter.
She made her first snow angel on Monday.
Yeah,
which
is just crazy. It's so weird for me, you know, New Jersey native, all my life, to think that there are people out there in the same country that have not experienced this.
It is weird, isn't it? Which is funny. Yeah. Another one of my friends from California. She's actually in London right now at an acting conservatory. So she's really been enjoying the snow for the first time. Yeah, I know. Super fancy. She's earned it though. But. Okay. It's funny that now she's in a place where it actually snows and she's just as in love with it and goes out walking when the snow is falling and posts a lot of videos on Instagram. And it's great. You know, the people are actually experiencing that. But the shoveling of the snow and the cleanup, especially when it's 16 inches of snow, is not something I was looking forward to. I said, I don't know about this. This does not sound like fun at all, but let me just go out there. My sleep patterns have been all over the place. There was a couple of nights in the last week. I was sleeping maybe like 4 hours, and then I'd wake up, and I'd just be wide awake. So I woke up at 7:30 the other day and said, I guess I'm up now, which was so weird after going to bed at like 3. So go figure. And then today I was up at 9:30. I'm just all over the road. It's either I'm up all day and go to
some melatonin.
Dude, I take 5 milligrams of melatonin. Maybe I need more. Maybe I need like industrial strength melatonin or something, because I do take.
I think you need some CBD.
Maybe. I'm not going to lie.
Honestly.
We'll talk about that in a future episode. But that is a concern. I know a couple of people who do use vapes or use different types of CBD and things like that just for sleep. Like they'll have a couple of puffs before they go to bed, and it helps them sleep through the night. And it's not something I'm opposed to for those purposes, not for the high, just for the literal medical benefit.
Yeah.
But anyway, I thought, well, let me go outside and start tackling the snow. Now, shockingly, I went outside, and the landlord's wife apparently had been out there since whatever time and had shoveled most of the driveway and cleaned off our cars. And that was amazing to me because, look, I spent 6 years living in California where, listen, I couldn't get quarters for the washing machine and the dryer on the premises in all those years living in Burbank. I'd have to go to 7-Eleven on the corner, God knows what hour, because there was one guy who worked overnight who was really friendly and really cool. And I guess he understood just working odd hours. We were kind of simpatico that way. And he would give me a couple bucks and quarters so I could do the laundry. He was very good. There was literally at the end of my block this 7-Eleven. So for that point, it was handy. But like, I couldn't get change from people in California. The idea that actually the driveway shoveled, my car's cleaned off. Could not believe it. I was so happy about that. What's that?
Spoiled.
I am. I didn't expect that at all. I mean, I did, you know, there have been some snow accumulation because it was still snowing a bit. And so there was some cleaning to be done. But because she was cleaning the driveway and shoveling all that out, she didn't want us to have to go over it again, or certainly for her to go over it again. Once we cleaned off our cars, because our cars were submerged in snow. So thankfully it was taken care of. And it was also one of those things, speaking of both age and about living back on the East Coast and personalities and everything, she actually brought her son with her to help out. So they were both doing the driveway, and he's trying to do something. I just heard it, but it was charming because it was charming because he's trying to do what I think he had, like an ice scraper, you know, one of those things to like get the stuff that's just stuck, you know, that bottom like inch, especially when it's that deep and it's like impacted. Yeah. It's just stuck. You can't shovel it up. It's just too thick. He was like scraping it or something. And she'd kind of show him how to do it. Not that he was doing it wrong. I guess he just wasn't being as efficient.
There's an angle of attack you got to use.
Okay, so you know exactly what it is. Again, oh, yeah. I'm guessing just because I overheard this while just dusting off my car. And she was talking about the effort that it took. And I just heard her say to her son, I'm 50 fucking 3. And it's just one of those things about being in Jersey that I thought, this is home. I'm cleaning snow off my car. I'm hearing the blunt delivery that is. I'm 50 fucking 3. And it tickled me. It really, really did. I just thought, I'm home. This is what it's supposed to be like.
There's definitely the attitude is definitely there. You can't, you know.
For sure. So I was
53 years old and I'm working faster than you.
And up at apparently the ass crack of dawn to shovel out the driveway because I came outside.
When
I thought
when you're getting that much snow, you kind of have to do it. It's not one of those times where it's like you can wait until it's over and then you can just brush it all off when you're done. Like you have to come out in rounds, so to speak. And
totally.
Do it so often that way you're not dealing with the full 16, 18, whatever amount of snow on top of your vehicle.
Yeah, exactly.
It was great packing snow.
Yes.
You could definitely make some weapons with that snow that came down.
Well, that was part of the fun with Sherry both making her first snow angel, which I was very eager to see that happen because it was because the snow was so 16 inches of snow. This is obviously the night before in the driveway. I'm sorry. This was Tuesday morning that the shoveling and the whole 50 fucking 3. My mistake. Not Monday. Monday she went out. And I thought with that much snow, it would be really funny. I mean, I would laugh. Look, if it happened to my mother, I would laugh, too. If she just fell in, dropped down and was submerged, that would actually be awesome. If There was just there was no sign of her. Yeah, I thought that would perfectly punctuate the experience of like, well, this is what it's like. And as much of a as troubling as a snowstorm can be, you know what? It was still fun. I honestly still kind of enjoyed.
That's what you kind of have to do. I mean, granted, obviously I was working, so my feelings toward it were negative to begin with.
Yeah.
But like, you know, like I came home and came home Monday. And what's happening? My daughter's outside because obviously she didn't have school. So Veronica had to be off for Monday and Tuesday.
Mm.
And I come home the first day and she's throwing snowballs at me.
Awesome.
You know, so like, yeah, it was a sucky day. I worked 12 hours or whatever it was for my shift. And I'm one of the lucky ones because there's other guys that work for county that are still out there, mm-hmm. you know, 72 hours later.
Yeah.
You know? So I'm as much as I'm a bitch, I'm not going to complain because I've been there too. When I used to work for the maintenance company,
oh yeah,
I did three days straight plowing, probably in that storm of 2003 you were talking about, where you're out there and you're just plowing because you're just trying to keep up.
Yeah. Oh, you were doing it. I remember that's when we started to kind of bank shows again for the only podcast that matters. Even in 2011. I'm sorry, yeah. No, it was 2010 ish. Boy, right. I'm trying to remember. No, you were let go around 2011, I think.
Yeah, you and I were unemployed, I believe, at that time.
Yeah, we had a little bit of an overlap where we were both unemployed in the nascent days of podcasting, and which was helpful, I got to say, for the sake of getting a site launched and distributing stuff, especially then when not everything was as available as it is now.
No, as far
as like podcasting resources. But anyway, yeah, I remember that where there would be times you'd have to, because we recorded at your apartment, so we would have to kind of adjust our plans depending on, I mean, aside from everybody having to travel there anyway, even though we weren't coming from particularly far, but you know, maybe two towns over, but there were plenty of times when you would be out and just plowing.
Don't come here because I'm dead.
Or you weren't even going to be home. Like, nah, I got to work. Sorry. I'm here this morning and I won't be home tomorrow night. Like, oh shit. Yeah. Okay. This is really bad. No, I get it. Listen, those people, I can't thank them enough. Just the fact that they're out there and they're doing the difficult work, because yeah, it's gotta be done. As we know, things can't, at the same time, things aren't fully open now anyway. So there is kind of a, well, where's there to go kind of thing. But listen, I'll admit, just the idea that I could go somewhere, I was actually this person this time. The fact that Tuesday I was able to get out because the driveway was clear and I cleared off my car and everything. I'm not gonna lie, I went to Wawa and I got some breakfast because I said, well, I can go somewhere. Yeah.
Because you can.
And despite the fact I spent Sunday shopping at three different places to get groceries and everything, I still said, nah, I'm going to go out and get something.
I actually, what an idiot. Didn't want to stop. Like, didn't want to go to Wawa. Not because I didn't want anything, but because it's like, they don't need to be out right now. I do.
Right.
Because my job is to clean this mess up. They shouldn't be out because they're essentially risking their lives in this crap ass weather to serve very little people, like just serve us essentially.
Right.
Like it was actually a news story on ABC down here, because obviously it changes depending on where you are in Jersey, about one of the quick checks that remained open. And all they were doing was just cycling DPW guys in and out for coffee breaks to clean this crap up. You know, at one point it's like they were just giving coffee away because they made so much money on it. They're like, you know what, just here, you guys are out there 36, 72 hours, whatever it is. Go.
And it was cold too. That was the other thing. This wasn't like a snowstorm where it's just going to go. The wind.
53 miles an hour it clocked in at.
Gusts. Yeah, there were huge gusts for a while, which is unnerving too. And especially being on the top floor of this house we rent.
Try driving a truck in it.
Yeah, but I'm not as worried about the truck tipping over as I am the roof flying off the house, if I'm being honest.
He was pushing my truck around.
Oh, was it really? Oh, well, then never mind.
Not my pickup truck.
No, under the garbage truck.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that is kind of wild.
It was pushing that around, and like, at least with the way my garbage truck empties, it, you know, raises the back end to empty. And there has already been an accident at the landfill, at least by me, where, because the way that it operates, it's a hydraulic lift, obviously, and it's a single piston that lifts the body, you know, in a V, and then I move forward and everything slides out. There's already been an accident where a similar truck did that, and then it just broke and fell onto the truck next to it.
Jesus.
Not the whole thing tipping, just that piston just went, nope.
Wow.
The whole body just fell and twisted.
Okay, that's terrifying. I'm not going to lie.
It is very terrifying.
As I'm sitting at home watching TV and eating chips and salsa, you're out there getting pushed around by the wind in a weapon, basically.
A battering ram.
Yeah, a battering ram weighing several tons.
35 miles an hour in that thing and on crap streets at that time.
Yeah.
You know, because nothing was really cleared. I mean, yeah, I could see some blacktop, but for the most part, it was at least an inch of snow underneath me at all times. So it's not like I'm stopping anytime quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I still had a little bit of that when I went out Tuesday, which I did feel ashamed for. Trust me. I did feel a little bit like, oh, I'm stopping a little, taking a few feet.
Down.
Yeah. Well, I did. I was driving in low gear. I think I was in third gear or something because I wasn't even going to try because the street we're on was plowed at some point in the middle of the storm, but there were still a couple of inches. So I did have to go easily. The main roads were wide open. Everything was fine. Which was even funnier talking to my parents. I'm thinking like, I hope they're okay. Cause normally this is the week I would go grocery shopping for them. And I thought, oh man, I wasn't able to make it down before the storm. And then when they tell me they got 2 inches of snow, I said, well, you suck. So yeah, exactly.
Get your own food.
Although now I'm going down there tomorrow and taking care of it because everything up here is more or less working again. And everything down there has been fine. And
major roads here, especially today, like, when we talked before on the phone, taking major roads home.
Oh, he's tired, everybody. Get me out of here.
Everything was clear. You know, tertiary roads are what you have to worry about now. Even right. Secondary roads are pretty good.
I take the parkway all the way down, so I know that's going to be clear. That'll be fine.
Just watch your, honestly, it's black ice now because it's getting down to like 25 at night.
Yeah. That's the part that I didn't miss about winter that I wasn't looking forward to, the temperatures. As much as it's kind of nice when it's cool and when it's brisk out, I'm saying. I don't mind that. But yeah. It's been cold, like really cold, especially at night lately, near us. And I realize you're closer, being south and closer to the shore, I realize that it usually is colder just being in proximity to the water.
Yeah, proximity to the water, yeah.
But there are nights up here where it gets down to like 11 degrees lately. That I didn't miss. I got to say, I don't miss it being that cold. And nobody wants to live in that cold. As much as my father used to kind of break my balls about, you know, when I'd come home for, like I said, the 2 weeks in Christmas and New Year's once a year, and it would be really cold, and I'd be grousing about it. And he'd be saying like, ah, so your skin's getting thin. You can't handle being out here. But my argument was always, nobody wants to be in weather this cold. They just don't. I mean,
but there definitely is a tempering that takes place.
Well,
you know, like
this is
all
true.
Of a sudden, you know. You know, especially now since it's been a month and a half, month of winter, so to speak, I'm out there in no thermals or anything, just with a regular zip up on. Whereas, you know, if we go back to the time where you were coming back from California, you'd be like an Eskimo.
Yeah.
Bundled
it was.
Up.
It was a lot. It wasn't just the leather jacket anymore.
No.
I had a fleece on. I was layered up because I just said, this sucks. But it does. When it's that cold. Nobody like. I mean, some people like it, and that's fine. They can live in Vermont or Alaska or whatever the hell.
Exactly.
But, you know, people don't want to be out when it's 22 degrees. They just don't.
Well, one of your previous hosts, when you were doing this over in California, she lived in Chicago.
Yeah.
And she talked about how the wind would just freeze everything to your face.
Yeah. Like if you had snot dripping, it wouldn't even make it all the way out before it just froze like an icicle. Like,
you'd have icicles from your nose.
Yeah. Oh, those Midwestern. Oh, they're brutal. I couldn't imagine living in a place like that where their winters are just horrendous. Or even if you go a little bit north of us and you go to Massachusetts, you know, that kind of a northeast area further north, they get hammered every year.
Yep.
And it's one of those things where I think like, man, I just don't know if.
No.
I don't know if I can do that.
I couldn't do it.
This is the devil I know. I'm okay with this.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? This year, if I'm being honest, and I expected it, I said we were due. The last two winters, there's been basically no snow. So my first two winters back in Jersey, nothing.
No,
2019, 2020, a couple of dustings. But I said we're due because
maybe a 3-inch storm, which is nothing. That's
maybe
like, you know, for us an afternoon cleanup.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
That doesn't slow anything down.
No.
No, there's nothing that happens when it's 3 inches.
Ball, like.
And that is how we measure how severe the storm is.
And East Coast, yeah, it is.
Yeah. So I knew there was going to be a storm coming, and this was one. And, you know, maybe more, because the temperature's not going up anytime soon. In fact, the day before this show goes out, Sunday, supposedly going to be snow in my area again. I don't know if it's going to be down there, but it's like Sunday, Wednesday. There's a couple
of
days.
We're rained out tomorrow. This show being recorded on Wednesday, tomorrow, Thursday, we're looking at 41, then 45 in rain, and then like flurries in the, over the weekend. Nothing serious, nothing to be, not definitely not like the previous weekend.
No, definitely not. It is funny. The people have to be listening at this point saying, are they so out of topics that they need to dwell on the weather? Is this what's come to?
The weather.
Yeah. It's like, we're talking about the weather. We're like people in an elevator just waiting to get to our floor. Yeah. At this point, that's where it's gotten to in this show. Sorry, everybody. But look, like I said at the beginning, we're going to wrap up now, so it's okay. But like I said, there are plans for the next couple of months beyond just the Zoom shows. It's still going to be fun. Look, we're still going to be here and making you laugh. And we're going to have some more interesting guests on. It's not just going to be the same guys all the time. Well, except for me, because, you know, the show is named after me. But the hope to get some more people in, both in the studio and on Zoom, it's going to be fun. But to even do some music oriented stuff in the studio is going to be, that's an ambition. There's another venue being looked at, not that we're not going to be going to a shared universe, but there's another venue that's being looked at, which can house a larger performance space. So if we want to have a band,
this
in
is news to me, folks,
that's something in the future. I sent you the DM of the place. You know what I'm talking about. He's trying to be coy, like, hey everybody, I don't know what's going on here. But there are some things being worked out. So there's a lot of fun up ahead. So please make sure you're subscribed to the show on the podcast app of your choice. And we'll still be here every Monday, making you laugh, bringing you some entertainment, and getting you through this ongoing pandemic, because, yes, it's still ongoing. So a lot to look forward to. Please support the show on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/capepod and
sign up for the Jack DeFranco tier.
Yeah, give us that $100 a month.
Do it. We will make this happen.
It could
Chris
happen.
Will be next. He'll be like the $75 tier or something, because we don't know him as well.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yes. His birth or his death. It might be his death based on what happened before. That dude, he spit beer a couple of times. Thankfully,
maybe $50 for the birth and $75, extra $25 for the death.
For the death of
engineer. We're talking about like physical,
engineer Chris Jr.
Not psychological. already killed him psychologically.
This is true. But he definitely, there are a couple of times on this show where he's spit beer out, but he's such a pro, so he pulled the mic away instead of just completely like you know, the rest of you guys. But yeah, there's going to be a lot of fun on there, too. There will be a lot more exclusives. The archive is being mined right now, so I could pull more audio and more video. And, of course, there will be exclusive stuff as well, which is being put together and planned and everything. I mean, with the page just launching in January, there hasn't been as much as there will be. Obviously, the idea is to build it and to offer more and to make it more worth your while and your couple of bucks, because, listen, it's appreciated. And we're looking forward to having more options in the future when there are things like gatherings. Ooh, that's right. There may be some stuff that happens where we all can get in on it together. And won't that be fun? You know, Andrew's looking all fancy. This is why you need to get in that video tier. That $10 a month is going to get you every video of every episode. And if you want to see Andrew's handsome face and fabulous mustache, then that's what you need. You need to get in on the Patreon, everybody.
My dirty ass teeth.
And his dirty ass teeth. That's right. Incidentally, if any dentists or dental offices want to do caps or do any work on that, you know, I do laugh when I see that on podcasts, whether it's getting your teeth done or breast implants or hair transplants or all sorts of other stuff. It's like, listen, I got this free service to promote this place. I'm thinking, not a bad idea. I'm opposed to none of it. We need to get a cardiologist to take care of Jack. He's just going to be in the barrel. Sorry, Jack. Listen, you're going to be a victim if you don't get in touch with people. So
there's going to be a guy sitting in the back with paddles, just sitting there.
Maybe. That'd be really funny as a prop. We're just going to hire an actor to sit in the corner. Here I am giving away show secrets.
Just have his wife stand in the background with it, just sitting there, just rubbing them together.
Yeah, just preparing every single time. Yeah. She's going to drag him by the ear out of the show. She's like, I can't stand it. But I am flattered by the fact that Jack's wife says he laughs differently when I make him laugh. Apparently, nobody makes him laugh quite like me. And that's how I'm taking it, as a positive thing. And you all can get in on that, too. So subscribe to the show. Support the Patreon. If you want more of Andrew's lunacy, you can follow him on Instagram at Metal Drew. And you can also check out his other show. Oh, that's right. The Extended Branch, where he talks all things Freemasonry with some of his Freemason Brothers. I can't say that seriously, so I have to say it in your voice
because it's ridiculous. Some kind of prodding from you.
It's silly. So if you want to hear all the secrets about Ice Cube and Jay-Z and the rest of the Illuminati, check out the Extended Branch.
We are on iTunes currently, but our main show, because it is a video centric show, is on YouTube under the Olive Branch Lodge number 16 YouTube page.
Yes, and those links will be in the show description of this episode. Then you can go straight from that. You are very welcome. So Andrew's got that going as well. And you can follow me on Twitter at Chris Abalo and on Instagram at Chris Sells Out. And follow the show at Cape Pod on Twitter and Instagram. And like I said, the Patreon, please support that. All the links are at chrisabalo.com and, of course, on the various social medias. And there's a link tree because everybody has one of those now, too. So any of the bios on Twitter and Instagram. Well, it does. It does. I was going to make a landing page for that. I mean, there's a link page on chrisabalo.com, but everybody gets the link tree now. So you can even find that because why not? There is no TikTok, so don't bother looking on there, even though every other podcast is getting in on that. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But for now, enough ways of getting the show. There are plenty of means, so get on it. And we'll be back next Monday for more fun. And hopefully Ryan will be here, too, if he's over this stomach bug, if he has any bones left after shitting his brains out from however many days it's been.
Liquefying his insides.
Yeah, so here's hoping. But anyway, until next time, for Chris Mad, not really his name, Andrew Rizzitello, this is Chris Abalo, and this was yet another experiment.
After all, there's no business like snow business.